Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Eileen Hosey. Welcome back to the show, Eileen.
Thank you, Shelley. It's sure great to be here.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd just introduce yourself for our listeners and tell us a little bit about what you do at Southeast Senior Services.
Right. Yeah, I'm what's called a case manager at Southeast Senior Services. We help seniors over the age of 60 with in-home services, with referrals for other things, helping to make their lives easier, more productive, and healthier. Our mission is to help seniors stay in their homes safely and happily as long as possible so they can be independent.
And today you're here to talk about the next session of Tai Chi classes. It's National Senior Fall Prevention Month, and Tai Chi is helpful with that. But before we get into it, I wanted to check in with you about our Southeast seniors and elders here. How are they holding up through everything that's happened this year?
Well, seniors are having a pretty tough time with isolation. Social isolation has been a big problem. One thing that we've been doing is an outreach for Meals on Wheels for anybody over the age of 60 can have a meal. Usually you'd have to be homebound, but now if you're a senior and you'd like to have a meal, you just give us a call. That one interaction today is very meaningful for a lot of people. And in addition to the getting the nice meal, they know that people out there are caring about them. Another thing that we are doing, we've just put into place a program called Friends of Seniors. It's going to be a group of volunteers that will be managed through our office that will be reaching out to seniors and helping them with non-medical things that they would like to have done. Let's see, walking their dog, getting their mail, going to the grocery store, accompanying them to a doctor's office, doing a little bit of light housekeeping, hanging pictures. I had one lady who wanted to have some light bulbs changed and a light fixture put in. She said, I probably shouldn't climb the ladder. We were talking about Tai Chi. I said, no, you shouldn't. She said, well, I am 92. I said, stay off the ladder. We're going to put you on the list for Friends of Seniors. So that's something that we're very excited about. This was a federal grant that was offered. 185 nonprofits across the nation received the grant, and Catholic Community Service and Southeast Senior Services was the only nonprofit in Alaska to be awarded this grant. So we're very mindful of this honor, and we're getting everything in place, and I'm ready to take referrals from seniors for that, in addition to Tai Chi. So now about Tai Chi. You can't keep a good senior down. So now with all of the restrictions, we're going to have Tai Chi by Zoom. We're going to try that beginning next week, starting September 21st on Mondays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. for 8 weeks. We're going to have Zoom Tai Chi with Kathy Washburn, a certified Tai Chi instructor. So Tai Chi builds core muscle strength, your core body, your torso, and that how that ties in with National Fall Prevention Month is that for people over the age of 65, accidental falls is the leading cause of death. 90% of people who break their hip do it with a fall, and 40% of people who go to the hospital because of a fractured hip never get back to independent living. So those are pretty daunting statistics for people who want to maintain their independence and health. And Tai Chi is a gentle, progressive series of movements to strengthen oneself. And when you have a stronger core body, you're not as likely to fall or trip. There are some other things too. We do some fall prevention classes in little workshops occasionally, but Tai Chi's been around for thousands of years and it's proven to work. So that's why we are really trying to every venue that we can, and we think this is going to work. Seniors in Juneau are surprisingly adept at computers and Zoom.
Yeah. That's great to hear. I know that you've been very passionate about Tai Chi and getting the word out about the Tai Chi classes for seniors for a long time. I've interviewed about it many times now. And so is this the first time you've tried using Zoom to conduct the classes?
It is. And when it was first mentioned, I thought, how can we do that? I didn't think it was possible. But then I got onto a regular Zoom get together with my three sisters and my daughter. We get together regularly on Zoom, and I realized how easy it was, how user-friendly it was. And we've had a very enthusiastic reception so far with applications. Class does start next Monday. I'm still taking applications. You can email me, just send me an email to Eileen, Eileen dot Hosey, Hosey, at ccsjuno.org. Or you can call me at 463-6113 if you have any questions or want to talk about it or just want to talk. Yeah. You can call me also at that number if you're interested in Friends of Seniors.
Yeah, are you accepting volunteers for the Friends of Seniors program? Or for
any Absolutely, we are. Absolutely, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's great to know, and we can contact you if we are interested in volunteering.
You can. I will refer onward, and let's see. I don't have the direct number right at my fingertips, but if I can get a name and a number, I can connect the people with the lady that's managing the program, Jen. I mean, sure. Jess, excuse me.
And yeah. Your organization has a very comprehensive website, and I know there's a lot of information there, and it's easy to find out what you're looking for.
Yeah, it is.
So apart from telling the seniors in your life about this Tai Chi class, what are some other ways we can just help them stay connected and less isolated as we get through this pandemic?
Boy, that's a tough one. I have to, as a senior myself, I have found myself searching out new and unusual recipes, cooking things I haven't cooked before. I've been a quilter, and now I'm investigating an ancient Korean quilting method called pajogi, and looking into that. And I have Zoom get-togethers with my friends, our Monday night quilters. We get together every Monday night on Zoom, talk about quilts, show each other quilts. Trying to do some more inspirational reading. I do a Zoom get-together every morning, and we are reading something called The Daily Stoic. And it's thought-provoking. It's challenging, it's interesting, and it gives you a little bird's eye view into what the Stoics, Epictetus, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, what they were thinking those many thousands of years ago. And some of the basic things of life haven't really changed from back then. We're still facing the same challenges. I've reached out to friends from the past, my friends from high school. We've talked on the phone, and we do FaceTime. And a lot of people, they're afraid of FaceTime, but after they've done it a couple of times, they find it very fun. So I think you have to be creative. Go on walks. Always going on walks with my kids. They like to take me out, and we walk the wetlands. We walk the dogs. And we appreciate the simpler things in life. We're finding that life is going by so fast that we lose sight sometimes of just those really simple pleasures of life. Taking a walk and looking at where we live, re-examining our relationships, trying crazy foods, learning. One of the biggest challenges right now is relearning, I think, how to get along with people who have very different points of view. We're in such a challenging time. And so I think it's incumbent on many of us, older seniors perhaps, to set the tone and to show the way. And that's a challenge. It's a challenge for me because I'm very opinionated, but I try to temper it with reality and be a good messenger and a good example. And so it's amazing what just, you know, the power of one. We all have that ability just as one person to make someone think differently. That's why I am what's called an ultra liberal person, and I'm going to stay nice to people. And so I want them to think, well, she's an ultra liberal person, but she's also a pretty regular human being. We're not, you know, we don't have horns, most of us, but that's our challenge right now for seniors. Because those of us who graduated from high school in the early 60s, we lived through some tumultuous times. And when I tell my grandkids about it, they are shocked. What we went through from 1963 to 1975, those were the days. And those voices are getting stilled now, what it was like to protest. To have the kinds of things that people are fighting for now. There's so much more that connects us than disconnects us. And when we look at all of those things that happened then and now what's happening, so we can relate to the protesters now. And so that's it.
I can go on forever. That's a wonderful sentiment and very wise words. I'm glad that you said all of that, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
What's been on your mind and some of the things that you've been exploring in while we're in hunker down mode. Your endeavors are pretty creative. Korean quilting and learning about the Stoics. Those are two new ones that I have not I haven't thought of yet.
Stoics are really something. Yeah.
Well, you're a great example of someone who is good to connect with, and I also just am very happy that you're helping to remind us why we all need to connect with each other and try not to feel so isolated and just try to think about, you know, the people in our lives who might not have friends or family around to talk to.
You know, it's also what I have found really, really interesting and actually inspirational. The seniors that I talk to, the stories they tell when they were young, many of them who came up to Alaska when they were very young, you know, in the 50s and the early 60s, what life was like and how they lived and what they did and how they flourished. I probably tell 3/4 of the people I see, you ought to write a book. You need to write this down. And so I would encourage seniors out there, write it down, what you did, what your ambitions and goals were, so that your children and your grandkids can see it, because my grandkids love the old stories. Now my great grandkids say, you know, Grandma, what was it like? What was it? One of them said to me, what was it like in the olden days back when you were young? That's the great equalizer right there. Yeah, what was it like in the olden days? You know, we had a party line telephone. They can't figure out even what that was. But so seniors, write it down. Tell your family, tell your friends, talk about your life, because it's important and your lives matter.
Or record it. We're running out of time, but I did have one last quick question.
Okay. Sure.
Do you find that the seniors that you're interacting with have access to some kind of technologies like a smartphone or an iPad or tablet?
I would say generally in my case management work, no, not many of them do. And And those are the ones, you know, when we were doing the senior survey with the Juneau Commission on Aging earlier this year, that was one interesting dynamic that came out. We got a lot of replies back electronically, but we didn't get enough of the handwritten ones that were from the most vulnerable seniors who didn't have access to technology. And some of them are afraid of technology and many can't afford it. They don't have access to the internet. So there was a great effort to get out and get a more equal representation of all the seniors. Those who could do the technology, they didn't have any trouble with the, you know, 74 questions. Mm. I would say, yeah, probably only about 25% of my clients, they have cell phones, but they don't have smartphones, if you will, you know, or iPads or laptops.
That's really good to know, especially as people think about what they can do to help seniors stay connected. It sounds like those interactions with friends of seniors and Meals on Wheels.
Sure.
Phone calls and letter writing are
more yeah. We're just a phone call away.
Well, Eileen Hosey, yes. Catholic Community Services, yep. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. Again, you can reach her at eileen.hosey, H-O-S-E-Y, at ccsjuno.org, or by phone 463-6113 to find out about the new series of Tai Chi classes or volunteer opportunities or just to chat. So, Eileen, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much. It was very nice to be here, and I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Call me, folks.
Thanks, Eileen, and you take care.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.